We'll go hunting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. National Parks on the Air has turned into a phenomenally popular year-long event. We're going to learn some of the basic nuts and bolts about this HF happening after we learn a few basics about county hunting, which ties in nicely with the National Parks on the Air. First, we'll hear from Grant, Michigan county hunter Randy Hatt, AAHR, who has been chasing counties for more than 40 years.
What is county hunting? It's working all 3,077 counties, and that includes the 5 in Hawaii, the 4 in Alaska. A couple of the most difficult counties to work are Kalawao, Hawaii, and the other one's the 2nd District in Alaska, the northernmost county of the state. Occasionally, we do have mobiles that go to those counties, obviously, or else you wouldn't be able to work all 3,077 of them. County hunting really started around the 1960s back in that area. It was much harder back then to work all 3,077. Actually, it was 76 back in then. We've added one new county. I think it's Broomfield, Colorado, was added. Back then, you didn't have the spotting networks. You didn't have the infrastructure that we currently have, so it's much easier these days. The first individual to work all back then, 3,076, was Cliff Corn Jr., K9 Echo Alpha Bravo, November 9, 1965. And what the amazing thing with Cliff was, he did it from an iron lung. Back in those days, cancer, not only did he have that difficulty, but he didn't have the spotting networks. As of April this year, we've got 1,256 amateurs who have reached that goal. And what's even more amazing is 17 have transmitted from all 3,077. And what's even more amazing is one individual has done it twice, transmitted from all 3,077, and that would be N4CD. You can work all 3,077. It doesn't matter what band or what mode, as long as it's not going through a repeater. And you kind of ask, why do all that? Why put myself through all that trouble? If you chase DX like I've done all my life, you get up around 250, 280 countries, and they start slowing down. When's the next one? County hunting kind of fills that bill. You can work a new county every day. Sometimes you can work dozens of new counties, especially around conventions like Dayton. There's other events that are going on that the mobiles are out there putting them out, and you can really rack up a pretty good total. What's it going to take to get started? It don't take much. You don't need an awful lot of equipment. I know guys who are working counties using mobile rigs, the ICOM 706, the 7000, the TS-50. It doesn't take an elaborate situation. Like the dipole or a vertical will work just fine. Obviously, if you have a stack beams, well, yeah, you're probably working with one call, but maybe now you have to work or call in twice. In fact, when I first got started, 40-some-odd years ago, I lived in a townhouse. Had an antenna in the attic. I was working on buddy poles. People are working with buddy poles. So it doesn't take an awful lot. Today, internet connection helps out a lot. We've got spotting networks, and along with the spotting networks, we've got a homegrown, custom-made logger system that interfaces with the internet that will display the spots and set off an alarm to alert you that there's a new county that you need for the different awards that you're chasing. We have sponsored nets on 20 and 40, and we have more or less calling frequencies on all the other bands and modes. Mentioned the logging software. We've got a custom-made logging software that tracks all the different awards that our parent club, Merrack, sponsors, as well as the CQ Magazine's USACA award. Something like 50-some-odd different ways that you can work all the different counties by prefix, by 1x2, 2x3 calls, all CW, all sideband, all digital. Can't get bored. The USACA award is sponsored by CQ Magazine. That's working all 3,077 of them, and it requires confirmation, either a QSL card or EQSL card. You can first apply for the CQ Magazine's USACA with only 500 confirmed, or you can wait until you've got all 3,077 of them done. Go to this address, www.merrack.org, and Merrack, Mike Alpha Romeo Alpha Charlie. It will present you with a 20-minute video that will go in much more detail on county hunting and what it takes to become a county hunter. MARAC, the Mobile Amateur Radio Awards Club, that was started back in the 70s, roughly 46 years ago. As I said, there are roughly 50 different ways you can work them. CW, digital, prefixes, 1x2s, 1x3s. Got what's called 5-band and 5-mode. That's where you work all 3,077 on 5 different bands and 5 different modes. And those modes can be FM, sideband, CW, all the different type of digitals. So there's a lot of different ways you can work it. I mentioned the logging software. That is a really robust piece of software. It tracks everything. I don't know of any contact that you've entered and committed that's been lost. It's that secure. It's really a great piece of software. Part of the membership, you get all the updates for free. But when you first join, you pay $20, and you can get all the updates as long as you keep your membership up to date. We've got two different spotting networks that either a mobile can self-spot themselves, or a fixed station working you can spot the mobile, and the logging software will pick that up and send off an alarm, and you'll come running. The annual conventions and many conventions. Every year we have an annual convention that's in a different spot in the U.S.
You're listening to a couple of excerpts from the 2016 Dayton Hamvention County Hunters Forum. You've already heard from Randy Hatt, AA8R, about some county hunter basics. In a moment, we're going to hear from Bob Voss, N4CD, a Plano, Texas county hunter who has worked all 3,077 counties in the United States. Not once, but twice. He's going to give us some nuts and bolts about the year-long National Parks on the Air contest that is drawing county hunters and non-contesters alike. This is the Rain Report, available on demand on therainreport.com and via iTunes.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
I'm an addicted county hunter, but this year I woke up on January 1st and somehow I got a shot in the arm from the ARRL and noticed there was a new program in town, National Parks on the Air. And this is aimed at the county hunters, of which about 10 or 15 so far have activated parks. This is my normal mode of operation. I run mobile on 40, 30, 20, and 17 meters. From my car, I run an IC-706. What is National Parks on the Air, NPOTA. It's a year-long event sponsored by the ARRL and the National Park Service. This is the 100th anniversary of the Park Service. It's designed to promote ham radio, promote the ARRL, and also promote awareness of all the different parks and monuments. It uses Logbook of the World for tracking. There's no QSL cards exchanged for the most part. Now, any ham county hunter can participate in this program. It's a wildly popular program. There's over 3,800 people who have joined the Facebook page for National Parks on the Air. You can operate from home. You can operate from the different parks. You can operate mobile, driving between counties. Well, there's two different ways to participate. You can do one or the other or both. We have what's called chasers, and they operate from home or other places, and they try to work each of the 486 park units. Contacts are confirmed by Logbook of the World. You upload your contacts. The station who's in the park uploads their contacts. If they match, you get credit. There's an honor roll. On the other side, we have what they call activators. These are people who go to the parks, and they transmit from the parks trying to make as many contacts as they can. When they finish, they upload their logs to Logbook of the World. Hopefully, everybody gets a match who thought they worked them. Now, some of the parks are easy to activate, and some of them are a bit challenging. Every park has a designator. You have things like HP35, LK02. When you first get on and you start chasing parks, you say, what's all this number bit? And if you tune across 20-meter sideband on any given weekend, you'll hear all sorts of people on there saying, "This is WW7D, I'm an NP27. And you scratch your head and say, "What the heck is this all about?" And there's pileups, people trying to work them. We not only have national parks like Yellowstone, Big Bend, Yosemite, we have things called historic places, national lakeshores, monuments, wild rivers, different trails like the Appalachian Trail, seashores along the Gulf Coast. And it takes a bit to learn the lingo, but you pick it up real fast. It's like DXCC countries. When you hear a prefix like 4K, you scratch your head, "Where's 4K? Look it up, and then you know. There's 486 different park units, monuments, lakeshores, seashores, trails. I had no idea there were so many. There's 59 national parks. That's significant, because if you want to be on the honor roll, you have to work 75% of the parks that have been activated. You've got everything like the Lincoln and Jefferson memorials in Washington, D.C., to Bill Clinton's birth home, to the Oklahoma City Memorial, where the terrorists blew up the federal building. I've been lucky. I've been able to get around and run a few parks. It's amazing what you learn about American history. I visited a few of these places before, like Chimney Rock. You have to drive by it if you're a county hunter. That's the way the road runs. But I never put it out on the air. You've got sites like Brown versus Board of Education. It's a school where Mrs. Brown sued the board to start desegregation in the school. The case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and a ruling was separate but equal no longer applies. It's a significant building. It's a little bit challenging to run because you have to park behind the building along with the power line. That's one of the more challenging sites. S9 noise on 20 meters. National parks like Hot Springs, and you've got historic sites like Fort Davis out in the middle of Texas. Now, the good thing for county hunters, every park is in a county, and some of them are out in the middle of nowhere in rare counties. Not only can you work mobiles like me in the parks, I drive between the parks and I put out all the counties in between. However, most of the activators are clueless about what county they're in. They know they're in NP27 and they're in the state of Kansas, but they have no clue what county they're in. However, you can look it up on a map and go from there. Now, as a county hunter, the first thing I do is I look up what county the park is in. And the second thing is I don't run the county until I get to the park. That guarantees that I'm going to get 10 to 20 contacts from county hunters right off the bat. I don't have to worry about finding a clear frequency on 20 sideband. I've already done it on the CW frequencies for the county hunters. In order to get credit for the activation, you need to make at least 10 contacts from the park. When I spot W6RK, I put the county and I put the park in parenthesis, such as N4CD 14056, which is the CW frequency, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, park designator in there. Now, the ARRL likes you to have a little bit of proof that you actually went to the park. In most cases, we take it on faith, but if you're going to the park, there's a program called the Passport Program, where you actually get a stamp in your book from each of the parks. I usually take a picture of my car at the sign for the park, and if they have a visitor log, I sign the visitor log, N4CD, parks on the air. Well, how do you get started? If you're a county hunter, you say, "Okay, I've never done this before." You go to ARRL.org, and there's pages and pages of information on how to get started.
The voice of Bob Voss, N4CD, an inveterate county hunter and National Parks on the Air, NPOTA, enthusiast, who has confirmed all 3,077 U.S. counties, including those in Hawaii and Alaska, and has done so twice. Bob and our first speaker, Randy Hatt, AA8R, spoke during the County Hunters Forum at the 2016 Dayton Hamvention. The Rain Report is copyright 1990, 2016 rain. All rights are reserved. Now for all those connected with these rain reports, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com, and on iTunes.